And the last thing, I began by mentioning the Mr. Nasrallah, because he's an interesting synthesis of both, you can say, Hamza and myself. If you read his speeches, the first quarter of his speeches always begin with references to the Quran, references to Islam, references to Islamic history. I'll be honest, I always skip that part. I scroll down just about where one quarter of the way down. And then Mr. Nasrallah, he starts with a very shrewd analysis of politics. All of a sudden, let's just say nicely, the Muslim part gets compartmentalized. And then it becomes that shrewd political tactician's mind. It's very interesting to watch. I'll take the example of the last speech he gave. I assume it's the last one he gives him quite frequently. But the Martyrs' Day speech, actually he's giving a very important speech on Sunday having to do with developments, recent developments. But take the Martyrs' Day speech. I was very struck by it. Not only did he cite Tony Blair's memoir, but he cited George Bush's memoir. Now, bear in mind, Bush's memoir had only been published 5 days before. 5 days before. It was published on a Tuesday. And 5 days later, he was already citing it. You know, it seems he read Bush's memoir before knowing Bush. Bush read his memoir. That, to me, is an example worth bearing in mind. I'm not going to say the Quran, Quranic values, and so forth has no place. And I'm certainly not going to tell anybody else that it has no place. But look at his speeches. The last three quarters, and I would have anyone challenge me because I read them all. The last three quarters are very, to use Hamza's language, they're very secular, they're very shrewd. You always learn from his speeches. I would say, honestly, he is the only political leader in the world from whom you learn in the speeches. He's a teacher, you know? It's not like Obama with his empty platitudes, you know. I can't bear Obama anymore, really. This guy is driving me mad. You really learn. There is substance. And that's something which you should think about. He sits down, he reads those Israeli papers. He reads those newspapers. He reads all their books. He is on top of all of that. And that's what we have to be. That's what we have to be. We have to know their language, we have to know their weaknesses, we have to study them, we have to be able to answer them, because they have this vast, vast apparatus of, let's just put it simply, of lies. This vast apparatus of lies. And it's hard work, but we have to do it to dissect and expose every lie. And the way to do that is not reading the Quran. It's doing what Mr. Nasrallah does. He reads the memoirs, he reads the newspapers, and then he brings to bear a very shrewd, one might even say, an X-ray eye. And that's the only reason why Hezbollah has been able to prevail, and Hezbollah is still with us, but that's also the reason why the powers that be are now out and are plotting, as I speak now, they're out to destroy it. They want to destroy it not because of the first quarter of his speech, because he recites the Quran, because all of those 7th century goat herders who lead Saudi Arabia, they cite the Quran also. They want to destroy him because of the last three quarters of his speech, because he's smart, he's competent, and horror of horrors, so far, you would say, God willing, so far, he's incorruptible. And so he has to be destroyed. And that's, I think, for us, a good example. Keep your values. I'm not preaching to anyone. But bear in mind, there is no way to defeat them unless you master their language, master the facts, and are able to answer.